sometimes seems almost too much for us. Here is a marvelous renewing agent and a true spirit lifter. Isaiah 40, verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. People completely lacking in vitality have passed those words through their minds and gained an amazing revitalization. God is the source of all energy in the sun, in plants, and in people. Truly turn your mind to Him, and through the channel of spiritual thought, He will pour new energy and strength into you. You will feel it physically, emotionally, and mentally. Once every day, perhaps twice or even more often, practice the following renewal technique. Lie down and completely relax. Then conceive of our Lord as touching you. Affirm that He is sending into you, your being, strength which has no limit. With faith, repeat today's spirit lifter. You will soon feel new and strengthened by His power. In maintaining high spirit, it is important to cultivate the attitude of spiritual surrender. That is, mentally, to place yourself, all your interests, hopes, and purposes completely in the hands of God. One should, of course, utilize all his powers and energy in his daily life and strive diligently to obtain his objectives. But one should add to this humble dependence on God's guidance and ever keep in harmony with his will. This important method of living is outlined in the following passage. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. The verses tell us that if we surrender ourselves to the direction of God, being guided by his mighty hand, he will exalt us, that is, help us to attain our purposes and rise above all our defeats. We must learn to cast all of our cares upon God and be happy in satisfying knowledge that he cares for us. This is a supreme spirit lifter. In counseling with people who seek help in meeting life more effectively, it is strikingly evident that their basic need is simply to find God. A physician once said that a large percentage of his patients did not need medicine so much as they needed God. To know God is to live. How does one find God? The answer is a simple one. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all your heart. Say those words over and over until your mind deeply accepts the fact that God will come into your life when you want him with all your heart. The moment you are willing to give God your whole self and surrender your life, your loved ones, your business, your problems, your health into his hands, he will come to you and help you as you have never dreamed it possible. God gives himself to the profoundly sincere and to the deeply desiring. When a man really knows God, he will be happy, enthusiastic, and vital. Fear haunts the minds of so many people. It is a grievous malady. The Bible contains many verses that are antidotes of fear. One is a great help, and it is the following. Psalms 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The significant fact about this verse is that fear always lurks among shadows. It thrives in darkness. A spiritually darkened mind is a breeding ground for terrifying fears. But when you flood the darkness with light, fears scurry away. When the mind is filled with the presence of the Lord, the mind is automatically filled with light, and therefore fears are driven off. Fears are developed when one feels weak. Weakness inevitably makes one afraid. But when you fill your mind with the presence of the Lord, He transmits to you a feeling of confidence and strength. The result? You now feel quietly, you feel adequate, and you are afraid of nothing. Troubled feelings and the sense of depression are sometimes due to the presence of evil in the thoughts and actions. It is a strange, sad fact that wrong thinking and doing so agitate the spirit that restlessness and weariness result, and accordingly, one's spirit sags. In such case, the troubled and unhappy individual should meditate on the following. Isaiah 57, verses 20 and 21. The wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast upon mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. This self-caused inner tumult keeps every dirty thing in the human mind in a state of suspension. Thus the waters of the soul are discolored. No one can ever experience inner peace until he also experiences inner cleansing. But this condition can be corrected. The soul can be purified by purifying the thoughts, by forgiveness, and by the healing touch of the great physician. Our souls are restless until they find peace in God. We become low-spirited when we weakly give in to various temptations. It is impossible to yield to a temptation and not suffer to some degree a loss of self-respect. Such defeat always tends to dull the spirit. It subtracts that keen sense of happiness one enjoys when in full control of self. The repetition of such a defeat is perhaps the most certain means of taking the joy out of life. One verse outlines the technique of meeting and overcoming temptation. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. You need never be morally defeated. If you are tempted, there is always provided a means for overcoming the temptation. Sincerely want God's help, then simply, earnestly ask for it. Believe you have it. Act as if you know God wants you to. Victory over temptation will make you very happy and high-spirited. When you keep your mind filled with thoughts of God and actively follow the teachings of Christ, practicing consistently the mental attitude of trust, a strange and wonderful experience is yours. The unmistakable feeling develops that you are watched over, protected, and guided. There will be so many evidences of this fact that no doubt can exist that the everlasting goodness hovers over you. Let the following words sink deeply in your consciousness, and this experience of God's protection will be yours. Psalm 91, verse 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. How your spirit will rise, the more emphatically the sublime truth grips you that nothing in this world can hurt you. No pain, no hardship, nor opposition, nor death itself can really harm you, for God is watching over you to keep you in all your ways. He omits no circumstances, nor does he qualify the assurance that his amazing kindness surrounds you always. So you can go through this world with high-hearted spirit. Believe it, for it is a great fact. God watches over you. Depression of spirit is often caused by a haunting sense of incompleteness and unresolved conflicts. Nature is constantly making a strong effort to attain wholeness or completeness within us and to heal abrasions in the soul. Not a little physical and emotional difficulty arises for these unhappy divisions within oneself. Jesus Christ is the skillful physician who is able to heal the personality and bring it to unification and completeness. This is described in a wonderful passage, Mark 6, verse 56. And whithersoever he entered into the villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. To experience his healing power, simply with all your heart, want him to touch you. Then yield yourself to him willingly. We make the first move, however timidly it may be, and he responds with miraculous touch that makes us whole in body, mind, and spirit. Experiment and discover for yourself how your spirit rises when you gain a deep inner sense of wholeness.